I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm joined by Harsh, who needs no other introduction, just the first name, Harsh.
Yo, I'm honored to be back.
I mean, you're always available, baby.
This is
the key to success, is being in the right places at the right time. Yeah. And if you're always available at any time, then the right place will eventually happen. So we are here to talk about just a smackdown by the Raptors. And the scoreline doesn't sound that lopsided, but trust me, this was never a game. Raptors taking down the Hawks by a score of 108-93. The Raptors, you know, led by 12 after the first quarter, was pretty much just cruising along, and Atlanta never really posed any threats, like, at all. Like, Harsh, did you feel any bit of stress at all during this game?
Nah, man. The Raptors built up, like, a double-digit lead right out the gate, and they didn't look back. So, yeah, no, it was easy pickings.
Does any player on the Hawks inspire any confidence in you? Like, would you take anybody on this Hawks team on the Raptors?
They're kind of trash all around, but I'd take John Collins.
Okay, but I mean, would you take John Collins over, like,
Siakam or something? Siakam? I'd think about it.
Okay.
But probably not. But I mean, your point still stands. Like, there's nothing really even worth trading for. Like, I guess Dwayne Dedman would be a nice bench guy for some teams, I guess, but... Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Poeltl's way better than him.
Exactly, yeah. Not for us, but for other teams, maybe.
I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't mind having Luke Babbitt as, like, the 12th guy, but this is... I mean, I have to personally admit, I got to chill, all right? I thought the Raptors should have signed Luke Babbitt this offseason, but... I mean, that guy can at least hit some threes, but... yeah, the Raptors had no issues hitting threes tonight. 14 threes. Like, just dominating every category. What do you want? 25 assists, 12 blocks. Like, yo, Fred VanVleet had three blocks?
Yeah, that was crazy. I didn't expect that until I just saw it just now.
Fred VanVleet is your height, bro. Actually, no, you're kidding. You're actually taller than Fred VanVleet.
Yo, no, legit I am. I'd have to look down to interview him.
Kyle Lowry had a block. Like, a nice block, too.
Yeah, this game wasn't even close. Old Sean Spicer over there, Mike Budenholzer, was not happy.
Okay. Wow. Remember Sean Spicer?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that tweet is still a classic, the one where he calls someone a coward for unfollowing him.
It's right up there with the Stephen A. Smith, take a look, y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
IMG _ 367 .jpg.
Oh, man.
Yeah, technology is hard for a lot of people.
You know what? Like, this conversation isn't too dissimilar from the conversation that Leo Routens and Matt Devlin were having from, like, the second quarter onwards.
Straight up, like, man, they were going deep. Like, Leo was talking about how he got a free ticket in Syracuse to see Bruce Springsteen in 1970 or some shit.
Come on, man, what are we doing? They have some strange chemistry. Like,
you can tell they don't like each other. They just...
Or, like, they don't fuck with each other like that, you know? Like, they're professionals only.
Yeah.
So when they got a banter, like, when it has to be off the top, it just turns into that, so.
Yeah, and they had to do a lot of it because this game was never, like, just never close. Like, the Raptors starting unit played really well. The bench unit played really well. There was a bit of a lull in the fourth quarter, but, like, it was, like, a 30-point game. Like, who cares? Yeah, the Hawks pulled themselves back into it. It's not a big deal. Yo, Harsh, first off, you and I might have to eat a bit of crow on this. The boy, JV Hive.
Welcome to Lithuania.
Welcome to Lithuania. He's playing really well, Blaine, man. You got to give the man props.
He started playing well the moment the Ball Brothers took their act to Lithuania.
Yo, that was so disrespectful at the time, man. That was so disrespectful. ESPN's like, yo, we're coming to interview. JB's like, oh, yeah, sweet, man. I never get interviewed by ESPN. And they're like, yo, what advice do you have for them going to Lithuania? And JB's like, bro, what you're not talking about my jump shooting, my playmaking? I'm doing more dribble handoffs this year? Like, nothing? Like,
But, yeah, no, JV's been been really good for, like, a solid month now.
He's been a big baller, man.
Yeah, he's playing well. Like, I don't know. If we saw this version of JV all the time...
Mm-hmm. No one would complain.
No one would complain. And that might be an unfair statement just because, like, you can't expect somebody to play to their maximum ability all the time. But that's not the point, really, that I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is, like, he looks active... He looks impactful on the defensive end too. And
3 blocks tonight.
Yeah, like I'm never gonna be comfortable with him playing like 30 plus minutes regularly. But like, if in his like 25, 26 minute spurts, if he's as effective as he is today, like there's really no issue with him at that salary playing that role. Like he's more than good enough to play that role.
Yeah. And honestly, at this point, the contract doesn't look that bad because, again, if he's playing like this, it's not an issue. Like, first of all, JV's doing everything you would want him to do in terms of what is his role, right? His role is to control the defensive glass. This guy gets 9 rebounds defensively in 24 minutes. That's an excellent rate. He's like easily getting a double-double in halves because, like, A, no one else in the Raptors rebounds, and then B, like, you know, he's just been very tenacious. And, you know, today he was very motivated to play after, you know, the Timberwolves game, which felt like forever ago. Like, he was limited by foul trouble. He had 4 fouls in 4 minutes. JV tonight, man, very active from the get-go. Like, he had, like, 10 points and 6 rebounds in the first quarter and just dominated the opponent. But it's like, you know what? He's doing all the basic things you want him to do, which is finish, set screens, get rebounds. But he's also doing additional stuff, which has been nice to see. Like, the jumper is... it's better. Like, it just looks smoother. He's hesitating on it a lot less. Like, we've probably seen him pump fake, like, 5 times all year. Like, there was a pick-and-pop play today, I think in the second quarter, where, you know, it wasn't the primary action, but the defense went with DeRozan, and DeRozan kicked to the Valanciunas, and it was like there was no second thought. He just, like, rose up and calmly hit the elbow jumper. Like, it was smooth, natural, and... That's stuff that we've always wanted to see from JV, and he's playing defense a lot better. I mean, especially around the basket. He's been more of a deterrent of late than even Ibaka. And, you know, JV, 3 blocks tonight, he's moved into 3rd place in Raptors history in blocks, which is kind of wild.
Who's ahead of him? Bosch?
Bosch and, I don't know.
Yeah,
probably. I probably could have looked this up. Maybe Amir Johnson or something.
Probably Amir Johnson. That's probably who it is. Raptor, but yeah,
blocks leaders.
Yeah, he's. I mean, you should add that he was playing against freaking Blake Murphy today. So,
yo, that's Blake Murphy Senior. Please put some respect on his name.
Yeah, Maz Plumlee was not impactful at all.
Bro, how is Maz Plumlee getting paid $11 million?
Dog, Kent Bazemore makes more money than, like, Josh Donaldson.
Yo, all Kent Bazemore does is foul people.
And look like Chance the Rapper. That's it.
That's it! Man, and he wears short shorts. Like, you're not OG, bro. You're not. Yeah, Kent Bazemore sucks.
Yeah.
He sucks. Dennis Schroeder sucks. I mean, like, what was with Dennis Schroeder doing the takedown on Kyle Lowry in the third quarter during a 22-point game?
Honestly, to some extent, I get it. Like, you're in a 14-win team. You're getting your ass kicked again. Like, you're going to lash out at some point, right?
Okay.
That's not fun, man.
I mean, I guess. But it was just unnecessary. Like, bro, have some chill. Have some chill. Why are you raking this man across the face?
You've taken some tactical fouls in soccer. You've done that.
Yeah, that was a tactical foul. That was like a John Terry, I'm the last man back. I'm going to have to take a foul here. Like...
Yeah, that was Will Lou standing up for his boy in soccer. That's the type of foul.
That's if you foul Ronald Lou, I'm coming back at you.
Yeah.
I'm coming for your neck. Yeah, this Hawks team is garbage. There's nothing, honestly, even to talk about the game. I know we're not really saying much about the game. There's literally nothing you could... Like, I think the 905... Like, I think the 905, with the way they're playing right now, could really give the Hawks a run. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but, like... Hawks are terrible. They just like throw the ball away. There was like how many possessions like they just under not that much pressure just threw the damn ball away for no reason. Like yo, like Torian Prince, can you dribble? Like what's going on with you? You got more turnovers than points. Last game you dropped 30 on us. Like what's going on? What's going on with him?
First time Ilyasova was so bad today.
Bro, he hit air balls like at least 3 times. And he only shot the ball 4 times.
His jump shot looked like Markel Fultz.
Aw, come on. Nobody's jump shot looks like Markel. I got a better jumper than Markel.
Yo, John Collins had 13 and 16 and 4 blocks.
Yeah, he's a Joe Henderson. He's Joe Henderson.
Wow. Wow.
No, come on. That's an above average performance from him.
John Collins is pretty good, man.
I mean, who else would you give this to, though?
No, I'm just saying, there's no one else that's notable. I guess,
Who is this? Tyler Dorsey. What are you saying?
Yeah. Dude, I saw M. Delaney.
That's a creative player, man. Come on. Dorsey's a creative player. He's 6'5", 183 pounds. He's from Pasadena, California. He's 21. He went to Oregon. That is a creative player, bro.
You know what the worst part of that is? He plays international ball for Greece.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
Yo, what is Greece? Why? Yo, Greece, do you even want him? Like, what's
going on? Yo, Greece got the most random team, man. They got, like, Costa Koufos, Nick Kalathis,
Giannis.
Tyler Dorsey, Giannis. Yeah, it's and our guy, Greek Shaq.
Oh, yo, shouts to Georgios Printezis or whatever his name is.
No, not that guy.
Is that
guy.
Not him?
Sophocles Sorshantis.
Yo, that guy's just DeJuan Blair. Okay, don't let him lie to you. That's just DeJuan Blair with the fake passport.
Bro, they have a Giannis and a Papa Giannis. Like, I can't respect that team. I'm sorry.
They got Thanasis, bro. All
right, sorry.
I mean, there's nothing else to say. Let's just hand out the 3 stars. JB gets the first star. I think that's a pretty easy one. Fred VanVleet gets the second star. We should talk about VanVleet a little bit. He was great.
Yo, he was awesome.
Like, first of all, listen to this line. 19 points on 6-9 shooting with 4-6 from deep, hit all 3 of his free throws, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks, a plus 13 in 18 minutes. How?
Yeah,
how did you do all that much? He's like 5'6", like 5'7" with the waves, but that's it.
Yeah, he's been...
He's balling.
He's been really coming on this month. I think, let me see. Yeah, for January, he's averaging 11 points a game in 19 minutes on 50, 50, 80. Like,
okay.
Splits.
Young Jose Calderon in the cut.
Yeah, no, seriously. He's been playing really well. And obviously, his defensive activity is really impressive as well. Like, sometimes he just locks people up and they kind of don't expect it.
A big man cannot dribble around VanVleet.
Yeah. Obviously there's like a more interesting conversation to have about VanVleet just because he is a pending free agent, but he's gonna make the decision a little bit tough for the Raptors for sure. It's gonna hurt to lose him if they do, but yeah, he's been awesome and he was awesome today.
Mm. Well, we got Mojo Jojo Brown just in case.
Yeah, exactly.
VanVleet was awesome tonight, man. He had that like Kyrie layup where there was like 3 defenders on him in transition and he somehow split them and then put the English on the glass. And, like, the ball somehow just trickled over the rim. Like, it hung there for, like, a solid second, and it bounced over. And then he had, like, an and-1-3, like, running towards the basket. Like, what? I mean, again, the Hawks just have some of the worst players I've ever seen. The Hawks, like, look worse than the 2011 Raptors. And I don't think I've seen a lot of teams worse than the 2011 Raptors, but, like, man, that's a depressing feeling. Anyway, Harsh, hand out that third star for the Raptors.
Third star is tough, but I guess I'll give it to Ibaka.
Okay, yeah. 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block, plus 17 with 2 threes in 24 minutes. What did you like about Serge's game?
Just his activity level was good. Like, when he's trying, like, he's more impactful on the defensive end. And then on offense, I like that this year he's kind of been attacking closeouts a lot. And, yeah, sure, sometimes he forces shots, like most notably like that shot in the third quarter where he kind of just, he attacked the closeout and missed the missed the I don't know, it was like a floater or some shit off the glass, but then JV had the put back on that. But he's kind of been cutting those out, and today I like that he was finding the open man. Like he did that a couple of times, and one or two more times somebody missed the shot. Like, I just think, like, when he attacks a closeout, the defense, like, because his handle is so rough, I feel like the defensive game plan on that just has to be just crowd him a little bit. And yeah, somebody's going to be open when that happens. So if he's looking for that open man on the drive, I think there'll be somebody open. And, you know, today DeRozan hit a three off that. Lowry hit a three off that. Mm-hmm. If he just keeps that going, like, I think it'll open up a lot for the offense.
Yeah, I agree. And then, yeah, we said Collins is going to be the Joe Henderson. Anyway.
Yeah.
Harsh, thank you for doing this podcast. I don't know how I would have done this solo because it's such a boring game. This is a good warm-up for the next podcast we're about to record, which you should check out. If you want basketball content, but that's only purely banter, you know, let us know. Because you'll find that at the Defeated Pod. We are back. Kind of. It's been a long time.
And the Raptors are back.
Back from what?
They had like 4 days off.
We've been here. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Hey, well, yeah, listen, the Raptors have 4 days off, and I think we gained like 2 games in the standings because the Celtics just keep losing.
Yeah.
Yo, they lost to the Lakers. Imagine losing to the Lakers. I mean, the Raptors could very well do so on Sunday, but imagine losing to the Lakers.
No, we'll be fine. Yeah. Lakers are trash.
This is what happens. Like, the Celtics are finally going on the West Coast, and, you know, see if they're legit or not. Well, they play the Warriors this week. They got to play the Clippers tonight. Like, they might lose against the Clippers tonight, man.
They might. Second game of a back-to-back.
We might see Austin Rivers emerge as the best Duke product in terms of point guards.
Yes, talk your shit, Will.
It's been too long. Now, I've been holding off on the Celtics. I really don't give a shit about them, but whatever. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening to the podcast. Read 10 things, support my Patreon, et cetera. Follow Harsh at I'm Harsh DeVay, and I'll be back on Friday after the Raptors, you know, take on the Jazz.